As I walked through the house last night, gazing at all our stuff, I thought about how lucky we are to always have enough. It's like somebody knows our lives, thoughts, and what's in our hearts, and weaves a magic storyboard made from a million different parts. Each photo that we capture, or letter that we write, every single thing we do, no matter wrong or right, seems guided by a mysterious, unseen, giant hand. So every bit of nonsense seems somehow carefully planned. So I thought then of my children and my daughter so divine. Why was I her father? Why was this wee girl mine? Her cheeky little smile, her delightful little heart, a soul that's full of kindness, she always does her part. How was it that fate brought her to live within my life until she grows up old enough to be somebody's wife? Her hair, it is so pretty, her skin as smooth as silk, her face as sweet as honey, her voice as pure as milk. So clever and articulate, pronouncing every word, as she makes up strange stories like you have never heard. Her brothers all adore her and guard her roundabout, and the second they step out of line, she'll leave them with no doubt. Sarah's smart and oh so brainy, there's nothing she can't do. She learns and learns and learns until she's learnt it through. I have no doubt right here and now, and so I'll say it clear, our Sarah Bear will make it big, and that means anywhere. Inside of her is something that drives her on and up. Her life is full of all that's good and overflows her cup. And I'm her dad. That's special. I thank God every day for the daughter that I have as I walk along his way.